Good morning, everyone. Today is the 30th of September. It's Friday morning, TGIF. And I hope you're having a good Friday. I hope you're ready to enjoy your weekend. Mark and I have been working through favorite scriptural passages in the Bible. The one that we're going to be doing this morning, Mark is going to be reading for us from 1 Corinthians, and he's going to be reading chapter 1, verses 18 through 30. And also, I'm going to talk a little bit about some passages in chapter 2 as well that go in alignment with this chapter. But I'll just make a few comments about this first chapter of Corinthians. You know, the whole thing here that Paul, through 18 through 30, is talking about is the wisdom of the world in comparison and contrast to God's wisdom. You know, and he says that the preaching of the cross is foolishness to the world. And he says that God is going to destroy the wisdom of the wise. He's going to bring it to nothing. And he said God has made foolish the wisdom of the world. And he says that he's taken the foolishness that seems foolishness to the world, the preaching of the gospel, to save them that believe the gospel. But he says this preaching of the gospel is to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness. But unto those that are called, both Jews and Gentiles, it is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And he says, as far as the world is concerned, not many wise are called, you know. And he says that there's not many noble men that are called. He says God's chosen the foolish things to confound the wise, and the base things of the world to, for them which are despised, God's chosen. And the reason he's done it is that so that no flesh would glory in his presence. That's why he's done it. And he continues on in this theme in the next chapter where he says that, I determined not to know anything but Jesus Christ and crucified. And he says that our faith does not stand in the wisdom of men. You know, I've heard some people brag about the fact that Spurgeon had thousands of books and he read all of these books, you know. And, you know, here it says that the wisdom should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power and the demonstration, the power of God. You know, he says that the princes of this world have come to naught. We're not seeking after the wisdom of this world. You know, he says that the wisdom of God was hidden, ordained before the world unto our glory. And he says that none of the princes knew. He said if they had known it, they wouldn't have crucified Christ. But the wisdom has been revealed to his elect by his Spirit. God's the one that teaches. He tells us that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They're foolishness unto him, because they're spiritually discerned. So he ends that chapter 2 with asking a question. Who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? You know. And so anyway, these two chapters, Mark's going to read the first chapter for us. beginning with the 18th verse, is all about the knowledge of God compared in contrast with the foolishness of the wisdom of man. So I'm going to turn it over to Mark. Mark, start with verse 18 and read down to the end of the chapter, if you would. Start with 18.
Preaching the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, I will bring to nothing to understand the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the spirit of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. The Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. We preach Christ crucified, and the Jews a stumbling block, and the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, the weakness of God is stronger than men. See your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. These things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him or in Christ Jesus, and God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness. And sanctification and redemption, and according as is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord.
Thank you, Mark. So if you're putting all your confidence and your trust and your faith in that bachelor's degree or that master's degree or that PhD hanging on the wall, you'd probably be to your betterment to take it down and burn it. God bless.